Office Space was a better representation of The Office. The show The Office, Michael Scott would say stuff, and nobody in the office would laugh. Maybe one person would chuckle, and I'm like, wrong, dog.
Yeah.
Every office I work, people would fall out like it was Def Jam or something when the boss did a joke. I'm like, this is the least funny thing, and everybody's like, yeah, it's our boss. And I'm like, you guys are fucking losers.
Everybody.
Yeah, welcome to Standby Podcast, everybody. We're happy to have our guest, Dave Wade. He's actually a paid regular. Well, not a paid regular. Works at the...
I'm a friends and family development person, whatever sort of category.
Yeah, he's an outstanding stand-up
I was
going to
say a regular worker.
I'm a regular employee of the world-famous comedy store.
Yes.
You guys have your own lingo here.
Yeah.
I would just call him a fantastic stand-up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
For you, Dave.
Well, you have to be a good stand-up to be here.
That's kind of the thing. And how long you been L.A.-based?
I've been living in L.A. since 2013.
Wow. Where are you from originally?
Oh, all right. We're doing a where are we from? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as
it
you
is
know.
A travel podcast.
Don't try to play dumb with us now, Dave. You know what's up.
Did you play the theme song? Did it happen already?
No, we play that in the post.
Yeah, that gets put in afterwards.
Yeah.
Is there words?
No.
Is that like, stand by with JJ and Francisco Ramos?
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, stand by.
Pretty much.
We wasted all that money on our copywriter, didn't we? We could have got Dave Wade.
We should have had him do it.
They're traveling. They're comics.
Traveling comics.
Yeah. You know the words. It's your song.
Did you do that because you just don't want to talk about where you?
Yeah,
where
I feel. I feel like you're deflecting.
I don't want to put myself into it. You know, how many times can you tell your origin story? I mean, I'm not Batman. You know what I mean?
That's true. But you might be.
Who knows?
You might be. You're more like a. I feel like you're more like a bad guy. Like you know.
Bad guy.
Yeah.
I mean, did you see like the Batman? Guy,
yeah, the new one?
Yeah.
The newest one? Yeah.
Man, the Riddler. I could see you as the Riddler. He was... They added that last 30 of the minutes, so you'd be like, the Riddler's a bad guy.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Because before he flooded the city, you're like, is this guy the bad guy? I think he might be the good guy. And then they're like, oh, fuck. We better add this last 30 minutes where he kills everybody.
So is that how you wound up here then? You were on the run. You got chased.
So are you from Gotham City? Is that what you're saying?
No, I understand. I'm from Kentucky.
Oh, from Kentucky.
I grew up right across from Cincinnati. I grew up like 2 miles from downtown Cincinnati.
Wait, so...
So Cincinnati, it's right on the border of Kentucky.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
I didn't, yeah.
You see, this is why we asked this question.
The tri-state area, because...
Because I would have lumped you in with Ohio comics. But...
Yeah, that's where I started. I started comedy and then Cincinnati.
Right.
Which is in Ohio.
Yes. Right.
But it's like a bridge, you know. You go back and forth, you know.
You know, yeah, you still hold on to your differences when you're going to work there.
How do you cross the border back and forth so easily from Kentucky to...
Well, it's the same country, Francisco.
It was a joke. See if you wanted... That was a yes at improv, but you didn't go with it, you know.
You could come back and forth to the border pretty easily if you have, you know, if you're white.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no.
The Canadian, he can.
It's very hard for him to get back to the U.S.
If he went, like, back and forth, he would have
still hard, right?
You think?
If you worked, this is interesting. What's the city? Windsor.
Okay, yeah, across from Detroit.
Could you live in Windsor and work in Detroit? Maybe, right?
You have to show your paperwork every morning, though. You can't just go.
Yeah, you
back
can just
and
back and forth like here.
But you could go back and forth. You could drive back and forth fairly easily, right?
But you still gotta it's not like you going from Kentucky to Cincinnati where nobody's stopping you to be like, hey, where are you? Show me your papers, you know.
That said, they probably wouldn't ask that often if you just say that you're going shopping.
Yeah, just going shopping.
That's true.
They probably would stop asking, but yeah, you need to show paperwork.
But they have a different, you get a different pass if you live there, right? You get that the fast pass for whatever.
Let me ask you, have you ever traveled outside of the U.S.?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You know, I don't know. You know what passports are?
You think he's just made up ideas. Yeah. And when you go from Switzerland to Portugal, there's an underground tunnel.
Yeah, yeah. You can just go in.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
It's all true.
Where have you gone?
But I knew comedians that, you know, that they would pop over to Canada and back and forth. But I guess comedians were just kind of outlaws and shit like that.
I think, I think a lot of comedians fly by the seat of their pants frequently.
Maybe back in the day, maybe not anymore.
I bet you they're Detroit comics that are probably going over to Windsor or someplace in Canada and doing gigs, probably cash money gigs. I ain't trying to blow nobody's spot up, but you know.
I reckon there's American. Totally, man. I reckon there's American.
But I'm still think they still got to show some kind of.
You got to show
passport.
Your passport card. You can have the passport card.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but you don't say that you're working.
Yeah, you're just like, hey, I'm going over to Canada.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Going to visit my girlfriend or whatever. And
I'm going to get the.
Or boyfriend.
My girlfriend comedy.
I'm going to go get some. Poutine.
Yeah, so I really...
You know, and then when you go to Mexico, you can get so putas.
Oh, is that some sort of sexual thing?
Yeah,
that's putas. You don't know what putas
is? What's that mean?
Like horse.
Horse? Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Is that what you think?
What?
Just going to Mexico to get horse?
I was just playing on words, but yeah, I would think so that you would go to Mexico to get... No?
I've never been to Mexico.
You never been to Mexico?
No. I need to get down there if there's all these whores.
Yeah, they're in Tijuana.
Just waiting for you.
Yeah.
Well, we really jumped around there. Now we're in Mexico with the putas.
I know. We gotta have a good setup, then get into the riff. Then we'll be able to clip it out, put it on the Instagram, make the content.
Yes.
I think that's it. That's the clip
right
now.
That's the reels. We can get a million views from that, you know, right now.
At some point, if we all get up and do a dance... Boom.
All right, get in here with your TikTok shit.
You're jumping, you know, we do that at the end of the
episode. All
right,
guys, I'll let you take over.
No, we do that at the end of the episode. We do the dancing at the end of the episode.
Dave is our first guest who seems to have taken over the... driving
this
it
is
forward.
What happens when you don't have your own podcast. You just get on somebody else's. You're like, it's my podcast for an hour.
Yeah, he took over. He's like, hey, I don't know. No, so like...
was that you, Sam? He's really rattled us, man. So, okay, so you started in Cincinnati.
No, he's in Kentucky.
He's from Kentucky, but he started in Cincinnati because he went over the bridge.
Yeah, but
you also have comedy
They
in
had
Kentucky.
A comedy club on the Kentucky side as well.
So, right. Okay, so you would do back and forth there.
Yeah.
All right.
There was two clubs in town.
Right.
And one was in Kentucky, one was in Ohio.
So it was a pretty easy decision to go to L.A. then.
Well, I went to New York first.
Yo, you
guys
did.
Skipped ahead.
Yeah, wow. Relax, JJ.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys too amped up.
Yeah. You went to New York first. So that was your first big move to do comedy was to go to New York?
Yeah, I mean, I did comedy in like this Midwest for like 6 years. You know, I got up and running pretty quick and just started doing the road pretty quick.
When did you start it? Like, did you always want to do stand-up?
Nah, I mean, when I first went to college, I studied like theater, and I was like, "This is fucking crazy." So I switched, and then I just kind of got a degree and was kind of out there floating in the universe, working an office job. And I was like, "Is this it?" It's so wild.
Quarter life crisis, I called it.
Yeah.
I had that same thing. I'm like, "Oh shit, is this it? Am I gonna be in this cubicle for the rest of my life?"
They would laugh at like the boss's jokes and stuff.
Like,
this guy's not fucking funny. What the fuck is this?
Yeah.
This is, you know?
Like
a bunch
office
of panderers.
Space.
Office Space, yes. Office Space was a better representation of the office. The show The Office, Michael Scott would say stuff and nobody in the office would laugh. Maybe one person would chuckle and I'm like, wrong, dog.
Yeah.
Every office I work at, people would fall out like it was Def Jam or something when the boss did a joke. I'm like, this is the least funny thing. And everybody's like, yeah, he's our boss. And I'm like, you guys are fucking losers.
Do you remember any kind of jokes that your boss would do that would be like, oh,
just
shut up.
Like, swarmy, that fucking boss golf energy, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
did he quote movies? It's the quoting comedy movies that
they were all kind of they're all like a composite person in my mind now. Like, they're all kind of the same boring.
You know what I would hate when people would go in the office and be like, you know, like as soon, I remember in the elevator, they'd be like, hey, it'd be a Monday. It's like, huh, can't wait until Friday. And I'm like, or then when it was like Friday, it's like, huh, or some shit. Like, I mean, it was always a stupid bullshit that you're like, do something else. Like, what are you doing here? If that was your thing, you know, to me, that's always like, why are you here? If like right away you're like, oh, it's Monday again.
I know. Like, you know, people that are, they're like trapped.
Trapped, exactly.
They're trapped. They have kids. They have all this responsibility. It'd be wild. Like, they'd come by and do that office space thing on like Thursday or Friday. But hey, we really need some people to come in on Saturday. And I'd be like, nah, bro, I ain't coming in. And the people that should have been like, I should have did it because what the fuck? I should have made that extra paper.
Yeah.
And the people that should have been like, nah, as well, like the people that had kids and spend time with their fucking kids.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh, I gotta make money for the kid.
I know.
You're like, man, you're never gonna get that time back.
Exactly.
Time is the one commodity, you know.
That's true. We're gonna edit a very nice sentimental music when you said that. No, that was great. That was actually good. It's actually good because...
And then we'll do some jump cuts to save time.
I mean, I go back to being a lunatic. No, you want to be sincere or a lunatic? Which one do you want?
No, I just don't know. It's like we're interviewing like two people at the same time. You are from Gotham. You are like a two-faced... Like you go from
You guys were complaining that I was running wild, so I locked it in.
This is Dave. He's like, whoa, like, fuck. I mean, do you get papers or what? And then it's like, yeah, so... because with time is a thing that you always gotta cherish, and I was like, "What the fuck? This guy
it's
just
all philosophical."
Well, I didn't say cherish. I mean, you know, it's just a commodity.
But that is so. What? So then, how long did you do stand up until like you were like, "Okay, fuck it, I gotta get out of it," or like you said,
or even more important, how did you choose New York?
I always, you know, the showbiz idea and moving to L.A. and I wanted to get away from the weather and but I was gonna move to L.A. That was my plan. I did that show live at Gotham on Comedy Central
in New York. Yeah,
I booked that out of Cincinnati. They had an audition in Columbus, and I did that. I was on the same episode as Tiffany Haddish. So, you know, our careers are in the same place. Yeah, you know, I'm a door guy. Yeah, yeah. She's been on Time Magazine. So
you're saying that she was ready and you weren't ready. You're like, are you ready? Or are you?
I was not ready.
You were not ready.
She stole his opportunity, I think.
Yeah.
No. I just, you know, but I got on, you know, the fact that I got on TV for not living in the two major markets.
Yeah, that's great.
And at that point, I was like,
it's time.
I gotta go, right? Yeah. What am I gonna do? Just stay here and hope that happens again?
It's not gonna happen again.
I mean, you know, now there are guys that have built up a thing and they didn't, you know, but it's still really hard.
Of course.
If you're not in one of the big cities.
I always feel like you...
You can get big here and then bounce out.
Exactly.
But it's hard to build...
Yeah, I mean, you see, like, the people that we had known, like, you know, Joe Rogan or Tom Segura, you know, it's kind of like, yeah, they got big, so now they're...
Nikki Glaser,
you know, stuff like that, but yeah, but they build their, you know, their persona here, their brand here, and now they can, so it's easily now, you know, but yeah, I do agree 100%, like, I think it's like, with every industry, I think you always gotta go to where the industry, where the main industry is, or the best of the best are,
You gotta take your dog and pony show to the big fair, and see how it shakes out.
That was a very Kentucky, Cincinnati.
You gotta go to the big league. You gotta go to the big league and take a couple hacks at it. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Now that's a very Babe Ruth analogy.
You know, the big city.
By the way,
you can't be a little fish in the big pond.
Okay. Yeah. You know, it's about putting not every use. I wanted to use another phrase, but I couldn't remember.
We're gonna keep going. Yeah.
I wanted. You know, you guys were saying
the grass is all. Was greener, the fish in the pond.
Yeah, it's about killing two birds with one stone, you know.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like we lost Dave.
So you did. So you go to New York. Did you go with friends and stuff?
That's why I moved there, because I was going to move to L.A. I had saved a bunch of money up. I was fucking...
From the job that you didn't like.
Well, yeah, and then, you know, doing stand-up, and I was living at my parents' house. I wasn't spending no money on rent, so I was just stacking that paper, and I was like, all right, I'm ready to move to the big city. And my buddy, he's a funny guy, Ryan Singer, I was going to move to L.A. with him. He'd lived in L.A. like three different times before, and he was ready to go back, and I was like, I'm moving out there with a guy, you know? And me and him did a weekend together. We co-headlined a weekend together.
Okay.
And it was in Bloomington, Indiana, college town, cool club, the Comedy Addict. And some of the local guys, young guys, they're like, hey, well, let's go out and get some beers. And it's a college town. Beers are like $3. You know, it's, you can get fucked up for like 12 bucks. And I was like, yeah, let's go get fucked up.
Yeah.
And Ryan's like, I ain't got no money. And I'm like,
yeah, 12 bucks.
I'm like, what? I'm like, I'm gonna go get fucked up with these guys. They're young, they're cool, you know, whatever. And then, I go get fucked up, and then I come back to the hotel. And me and Ryan were supposed to be like moving to LA in the fall.
Okay.
Right. And you've just found out he has no money.
Yeah. So I go out and have a good time. Yeah, and then I get back to the hotel. I'm like, hey, man, you didn't have 12 bucks. And he's like, man, I only got like $100 saved or something like that.
Oh,
and I was like, bro, what are we doing here? What's happening?
Yeah. You're going to be
He finally moved back out. You know, he's a great guy. And we're good friends. But I was just like, oh, fuck. And I'd also been like low key telling people, like, I'm out of here. Fuck y'all. I'm out of here. I'm going to make it. You know?
Right.
So I've been low key putting that energy in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really blatant low key, too. Yeah, fuck I'm out of here.
I'm getting the fuck out of here. Just give me a minute.
I'll forget your name. And I wasn't, you know. So then I was just like, fuck. I didn't know, you know, I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't want to move without somebody else. Like, it's just not me, you know. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And then there was like these two young guys that just graduated college and they were doing comedy and they're like, we're moving to New York City. And I was like, what about this crusty old fool? And they're like, all right, come along. So that's how I ended up in New York. I mean, I never wanted to ever live there. I just kind of, they were going, and I.
Interesting.
So you hitched your wagon to two optimistic kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Are these the same kids from like the Bloomington, or these are?
These were Cincinnati kids.
Oh, got it.
Same age though. They're 22, just out of college.
Wanted to do it.
Are they still in comedy?
No.
He killed them.
they do like some other stuff. The one guy's still like writing, and I think maybe he's dipped his toe back in. They've done some podcasts and other stuff.
Right.
But yeah, the stand-up, you know, I think New York, it's tough, you know?
But it's like so interesting because you went to New York. So how long were you in New York?
I was there like 2 years, bro. And then I was.
Because to me, I find that I'm with people talk that it's easier to do stand up.
It is easier to do stand up, but for somebody like me who operates at probably a little bit slower of a speed, you know what I mean? I'm a little bit chiller.
Yeah.
And New York is like amped.
That's
bro.
True. That is true.
And I was just like, in the wintertime, it get dark at like 4:30, and I'm like, this
depression.
Is not,
right.
I wanted to escape depression, not go into the heart of it. God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because in LA, if you ain't got money, it's kind of
nice.
It's still nice. You can still be like, I can go play pickleball or go hike or do anything.
There's still some hope that you go like, well, my life can turn around, you know, by doing this hike or by doing this.
Also,
like,
the
going
sunshine
to the beach.
Does
this,
a lot of the heavy lifting.
Yeah, sunshine. Yeah. It hits your brain and you're like, man, whatever. I'll figure it out. In New York, you're never like, you know, it's like in the movie when the bus splashes on the water on you. You're like, I ain't figured it out. The city hates me.
Get out of the way.
Every time you leave your place, you're like, you got to be on alert.
Yeah.
You know,
that is a completely true. Every time I go to New York, it's kind of like you have to like inject yourself with like adrenaline to be like, all right, it's kind of like it's like a game that you're like, all right, as soon as you step out of the airport, like, get in and fucking go quick, because if not, you're gonna get stopped.
Yeah, people will be yelling at you and shit.
Yeah, it's like, get, jump, just.
Yeah, what are you doing? You're like, oh God, you can't be spacing out in New York.
I've said that before, but when I moved to America, that's why I chose LA as well, because London, I had had enough of London basically, and it's dark, it's dreary, it's the weather's terrible, and you can't leave your door without having to spend money. There's just a going outside tax, which I imagine happens in New York too. You want to go on the subway.
Anytime I left my apartment, it was just like ching ching ching. You're like, oh man. And people are like, you can get a bacon sandwich, a breakfast sandwich for $2, but you're like, yeah, that's about it. Everything else is $1 million.
Expensive as shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the grocery stores are all so tiny. You got to get a weird shaped box of cereal that. You're like, why is this box so tiny?
And where did you live in New York?
I lived in Astoria, Queens.
Okay, nice.
A lot of comics lived out there. That was cool.
Yeah. It's like up there, like in
at the end,
all the way up.
Yeah, I lived at the last stop. Oh wow! But it was very close to the airport, which was nice.
LaGuardia, right?
Yeah. And which is maybe the worst airport on.
Oh really?
Besides one of those ones where like there's chickens flying around or something, the chicken airport or something.
Where's the chicken airport?
I don't know. Somewhere they always
Can we do a research for the chicken airport?
You know what I mean? They show some movie, but they never say the country because they And there's like people got the crates with chickens. Maybe they're getting on buses with chicken crates.
Yeah. I don't think you can go in the chicken airport. I mean, I don't know. Is it KFC airport? Is that what it is?
I'm just thinking wild animals roaming around there.
Yeah, like something out of an Indiana Jones.
We're
gonna go, in pursuit of this statue.
Yeah.
There's no air conditioning. Everybody's sweating. Sort of airport. People are holding machine guns. Sort of airport.
Yeah, that's a very '80s airport. I don't think.
I bet you there's an airport like that somewhere.
I don't know, because I get, but you gotta go like in the jungle. You know what I mean?
In Australia, there's a lot of tiny airports in Australia that when you're there, you're like, this is really an airport? Like it doesn't feel.
I mean, America has some of those airports where like I was in this one airport. This is travel stories, right?
Yeah, whatever you want, man.
You don't need permission.
Doesn't have to be travel. It could be whatever.
Go, bud. You don't have to ask.
There's a through line, but you don't know. We don't have to go through it. Yeah, you can just.
But we're comedians. We travel around. We've all probably been in small airports or weird airports.
Yes.
And one time I was flying to Sault Ste. Marie, which is in the UP of. Michigan, the Youpers. You ever heard of these?
No,
people?
What is that?
You know, there's the Michigan is like the glove, and then there's that weird dick hanging over the top of it. You know,
okay,
like, that's how you ask people where they're from in Michigan.
All right, let me see
them which part of the hand.
And then there's like this weird part that comes over top like that.
Okay. So there's people that live in the top there.
Yeah,
and that's like so. This is where the lake is.
There's like, water.
Like Michigan?
You got to go over. Yeah. If you drive up there, there's like a huge bridge. And it's like a different world. They speak like they're Youpers and they're like half Canadian or something.
Oh, really?
And so I was doing like a casino up there and then the next night somewhere else. So I was flying into that airport and another comedian who was on a different run, he was doing opening those shows. So he was going to drive in and meet me at the airport. So I land at the airport, one gate, I get off. And like, I had like a connection in Atlanta. I didn't really have time to eat. And so I was just booked it through the airport and get on this flight. I land there. It's probably like 1 o'clock.
Yeah. In the morning?
In the afternoon.
Okay.
1 in the afternoon. I get off. I'm like, well, there'll probably be something at the airport. Yeah. Even if it's like one of those cafes that have no name.
Yeah. Roy Rogers.
I mean, I would have died for Roy Rogers.
You ever been to this airport? It's even that good. This is no name.
You ever been to
the know the one you say. Airport. It's a cafe, but with no name.
It's like Sunrise Cafe. And you're like, all right.
Yeah, there's no sunrise there.
Yeah, so I land. There ain't no cafe. It was just like, you land, I get off. There's like the rental car thing. It's like -10 degrees outside because it's like the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And then I get like a text from that guy. He's like, oh, I woke up late at the hotel because he was like coming from a different part of Michigan. He goes, I'll be there in like 2 hours. Oh, and fuck. I'm like, no, there's nothing in the airport. The only thing in the airport was a vending machine.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And you can't go outside because it's too cold.
And there's nothing around
There's nothing around. And then everybody leaves. Then the airport is is essentially closed. There's nobody.
At 1 p.m.
You're basically a guy who's got nowhere to go.
I'm like terminal, except there's no fun stuff happening.
Except it was in JFK.
Yeah, it just, so there's nothing there. And then I'm like starving, and I put, it's just like out of a movie, I put some money into the fucking, in the vending machine, and then it goes, and then my and chips get stuck. I was like, you can't, no.
I, you know what? I like the Dave Waite version of Terminal.
Yeah, I like. I want to watch this one. This is a good movie.
Just man loses the plot.
So
over
you didn't. So what happened? Did you get to finish? How long did what did that guy say? And he finally came.
He finally came and was like, oh, "I'm sorry, guys. Stay." You know, I'm like, dude. Oh, we got 25 minutes left. They put it up on the board. I always do. People hate when I do that. I do that every time because we have a door guy podcast here. And I'll always do that. They'll put up a sign that says 30 minutes left. I go, 30 minutes left. And everybody gets all mad. But I'm like, why not? Nah, who cares?
Funny.
There ain't no rules.
Of course, man.
No, I got to admit, I don't know.
That's
what
on
that
me.
Means
I didn't
either.
Go to the Flappers podcast school.
And also, does that mean we have 25 minutes left?
No. We got.
Yeah.
We have.
So, because you're just fucking with us, Dave.
How much time do we have left?
No, I mean, I got with his joke. You didn't get it?
No, he said 25 minutes left.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Oh, we had the 25-minute mark.
We're at the 25-minute mark.
Yeah, we're at the 25-minute
mark. Y'all, your podcast is not... How long is it?
Well, this one is a short episode, so we're
doing 30. You put the short one on me, man? I'm bringing gold,
well,
dog.
That doesn't mean...
Whoa.
That doesn't mean you cannot come back.
You're the one who went after the time card.
That doesn't mean you cannot come back. You can always come back, you know? That's what I mean. That's the beauty of this. Yeah. It's part one, you know? There's several parts, you know? But, like, it was, no, that was some... I mean, that was a very, very funny story. To be able to be stuck. That's the worst, man.
Especially because you're like, I'm gonna land. He's gonna pick me up.
Yeah, you're like having a plan. You're hungry, or like at least you could eat. Because if it's a normal airport, like fucking 2 hours is not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad. And if, you know, I smoke cigarettes, so I'd just be like, I'll just go out and smoke.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to go out and smoke because I was like, this airport is closed. I don't know if the door's going to open and let me back in.
Yeah.
And it's fucking freezing out.
Was there even like employees there?
There was everybody got in their car and went home. You know what I mean?
Right.
I think the airport reopened at like 6 when the next flight, it probably opened at 5. So there was like a 3 or 4 hour gap where the airport closed.
Wow.
Right.
I mean, to me, that's the only thing that I remember is when I went to Afghanistan and when we needed to go back, and it was in Kyrgyzstan, and it was like an airport like that where it was only like basically like one flight, you know. So if like if you miss that flight, you're fucked.
Yeah, well, you guys have machine guns there?
Yeah, no, there was, yeah, there's some.
Was it hot at the airport?
What? It was hot, yeah.
See, that's what I just described, Francisco. I described the airport you were at, and you were like, those airports don't exist. But hey, how was that one?
There was no chicken. I didn't see
no
chickens.
Was there a goat?
No goats. No. It was like a military airport.
Oh, military airport.
Yeah. So there had guys with guns, but not chickens.
Or goats,
yeah. Okay. Only, I mean, ones that I didn't see.
I think you guys have both proven that there are some shitty airports.
Yeah, no, that's... I think we should also ask the audience to let us know what's the shittiest airport in the world.
But LaGuardia is probably the shittiest and
big city airport. Why is that?
Well, because it was built for the World's Fair as a temporary airport. You know, because they had the World's Fair in Queens in like 1932 or whatever.
Yeah.
Or maybe earlier. I don't know.
Just 1 year, that's it?
Yeah, you know, the World's Fair is like the Olympics for like technology and shit.
Yeah.
Or innovation. And they had it there, and then they had an airport there, you know, because the airports were fresh. They were happening.
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
Built the airport temporarily under the guise that there'd be a temporary airport, and then they just never
detemporarized it.
Yeah.
And they never fixed it.
So there's not enough. You can't get a flight out like from LaGuardia to Los Angeles because the runway isn't long enough for those type of planes that go all the way across the country.
Okay, so it's a, all right, so it's like a local. I mean, is Burbank like that as well?
I don't know if Burbank you might be able to fly.
No, I think you can fly Burbank. You can fly bigger airplanes, I mean.
But I guess you could fly LaGuardia to, like, Denver. That's about as far as it'll go. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, I mean.
But the runway is very short there at LaGuardia.
Interesting.
And, like, every time you back out, like, you're like, man, this flight shouldn't be 2 hours, you know, like the distance-wise in your mind.
Yeah.
And then you back out, and they're like, you're 27th to take off. And you're like, I mean, people complain about LAX, but, like, usually when you back out, they're like, third.
Almost done, yeah.
You're second or third to take off. Yeah, but in LaGuardia, it's like, you're 25. And you're like, bro, dude, I should have fucking drove or took it. But
I don't think I've ever been to LaGuardia, though. Is it small then, or is it?
Yeah, it's real small, and you're fucking cramped, and it's just shit.
It's kind of like a little bigger Burbank.
Yeah, but with LAX amount of passengers.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, because Burbank, the cool thing is, like, it's so easy to, you know, you walk in, you know, it's easy, quick, you know. But yeah, this one is like, it is like, yeah, like more people in a smaller airport that's not as technology.
I mean, you'd be flying out of there, and sometimes it'd be raining, and they'd have like buckets down in the fucking concourse and shit because the roof's leaking. And you're like, dude,
that's always a good sign.
This is a big ass city, dude.
And there's chickens too in there.
Hey, man, I wouldn't be surprised if there was a chicken or two.
I mean, there's definitely rats.
Yeah, the rat.
You know, the New York rats. You know, so that's for sure. Wow, that was, I mean, I think, well, obviously, we're going to have Dave way back, man.
Well, if John doesn't show up, John Hastings, he's going to be a guest on your podcast, maybe before or after this, I don't know.
No, it's after this.
Yeah. I don't know when you're releasing them.
We don't have to rush him out of here, though. We can still ask him. We still got
all
we
right.
Time. We got time? Is John here? All right, man, well, let me go. Turn me loose. I don't get out of the house.
Yeah.
No, you guys can wrap it up. You guys were about to do the sponsors.
Five-ish.
You're about to do the sponsors.
I didn't know this would be the least professional podcast we've ever done. Not that podcasts are professional, but
no, I thought you guys have been doing great.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I saw the live one you did with Jim. He was making fun of you guys. He gave you guys the fucking business a couple times.
That was good. That's what we wanted. I mean, that's what I wanted. That was the whole point.
Sometimes you need that from your...
Of course.
I learned, what was the thing that I learned on the Jim Jefferies? He told me, he was telling us about the gift bag. What was the bag thing for the Australians?
Show bags.
Yeah,
show bag. I never heard of that.
Me neither. I still don't understand what the hell
he's talking about. Have you gotten a show bag before?
It's a piñata. Yeah. That's what I thought, piñata bag.
Yeah, it just sounds, to me, it sounds like a gift bag, but apparently it's something very exclusively different in Australia.
It's like if you were like, I want some Reese's Pieces today, but you would get like the Reese's Pieces.
Like the...
They have their own bag.
Yeah.
John is here.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I like that we have the sign so then Dave can read it.
You guys got anything else you want Dave to? Okay, Dave.
I'll read anything they write on that fucking board.
Yeah. I feel like it's like Dave is a Ron Burgundy of podcasts. He'll read anything that you put in the fucking thing.
But we still got a couple questions for you, Dave.
Okay.
Before you take off.
All right.
I mean, we got our usual final question.
All right.
But Let's get a little bit more information out of you. Like, are you a superstitious traveler? You know, considering how much of this you have to do with the job and everything.
Not particularly. You know,
what about sentimental stuff that you bring with you? You know, just in case it's like, hey, I might die. So.
I mean, I really try not to think about dying.
Well, in this podcast, we want you to think about dying.
You know, I had a big gap, but I worked for the airlines while I was in college. I worked for Delta. So.
Oh, wow. You should have started with that.
You guys didn't have.
He wanted to keep this one until the end. He's like, you want to kick me out? Well, let me give you the good stuff.
You guys, see, you know, you skipped over some part. Maybe I didn't.
So you work in, I thought you were working in an office.
Well, it was an office that I worked at in Delta.
That would have been nice to say.
But I worked in two different offices, but I flew a bunch when I worked for Delta. And then after I left, I didn't fly for years. Like, I flew a bunch from, like, 97 to 2001. That's when I worked
for Delta. Because you got free.
Free.
Yeah.
And then I didn't fly again until, I did like a comedy festival and they bought my plane ticket. And that was in like 2008.
So like seven years.
I didn't fly for 7 years.
Wow.
And
this is where you were in New York?
This is before I moved to New York.
Wow. Okay. I got it.
This is, I still live in Cincinnati, but I got booked on this comedy festival in Colorado and they bought the plane ticket. And
so what was that thing like of like being like from seven years of like not flying?
And I was like flying out of like Dayton, Ohio, because which is like 45 minutes away from, what you know, maybe an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It was just sometimes cheaper to fly out of there. And they're like, we'll buy your ticket out of there. And I'm like, whatever. It's still Colorado, you know, whatever, an hour drive. And I remember I like threw up from nervousness because I hadn't flown in that long. I was so, I used to like fly, like when I worked at Delta, I'd fly to Chicago in the morning, spend the whole day there, and then fly back at night.
Yeah.
And like we kicked
like
it the
pilot,
whole,
yeah.
Yeah, kicked it the whole day there, had a great day, didn't have to get a hotel room.
And at that point, you weren't afraid.
No, because I was flying all the time, but there was just something that built up that I was just so terrified about.
Wow.
And then once I got on there and flew again, and then, you know, I was.
So you threw up in the flight?
No, I flew. I like pulled over and threw up outside the car, you know.
Before?
Wow. Yeah, on the way to the airport.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Like it, at the. Well,
that is kind of supersticious.
That's not superstitious.
No, that's not.
Negative thoughts.
That's just anxiety or something.
Okay, they're in the same ballpark to me. Like
it just, you know.
Are you like, are you afraid of flying?
Not now, but I mean, I just.
But do you get nervous every time it goes like?
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, like you do. You go at that point. What do you?
Nobody
doing?
Likes turbulence.
Nobody. Likes
no,
that.
No.
Like,
I mean,
yeah,
I don't,
it's fucked up.
No,
fight.
That's a question that I want to start asking. Like, are you when? So when that happens and it's like, what's your first thought? It's like, okay, do you go like?
I just look at the flight attendants. You know what I mean? If I see them get scared, then I know to be scared.
Okay. Okay.
You know what I mean?
But do
if
you
they're
go,
still like. Then reading their book, I'm like, whatever. You
know? It'll be fine.
And then what happened if it, what's your thing if it starts like going down? Like, what were you going to do?
I mean, you're never going to know. It's going to happen so quickly, you'll be dead.
All right.
Yeah.
You know.
That's the question that an airline steward gave me once. And I was like, why do we have to tuck our heads in? I was trying to get all these details. Like, won't that break your neck if we're crashing kind of thing? And he was like, ah, don't worry. The air pressure is going to drop off so quick. You guys will all pass out before you die anyway.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a nice thing to think about. So we don't even know. Everybody's just out.
Yeah, you ever see that movie, We Are Marshall? It's about the football
team.
Like that plane crash in that movie is probably the most terrifying one because it's just like, they're like, ha, ha. And then it's like they're dead.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like that quick. In the movie, they didn't do that big dramatic one.
Oh.
They did the real one. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, that's the real one. Well, I actually prefer that. Like, no, you don't think about it.
I mean, sometimes a plane crashes and people live. I mean, it doesn't happen all the time, but, you know.
Yeah. I haven't seen that movie, but.
You never seen it.
Now I will.
No, but now this is new show.
I thought it was
called
about football.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah,
but
it's
they,
about the flip team, the whole team.
Dies, in a, plane
dies
crash.
In a plane crash.
Okay.
And then they have to rebuild the team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good to know.
We are with, speaking of, Matthew McConaughey is in the coach.
That he's in the news. I thought it was Denzel Washington.
No, that's Remember the Titans.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're mixing your.
I'm mixing my American football movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They're both, yeah. One deals with this one dying, the other one's
the best plane crash is Alive. When that and that so
when
that
they eat
a,
everybody,
that was a sports team. That was
so
a,
another
was a
question:
team.
If there's let's say we're all flying. I mean, this last question before our last question, but like we're flying, we are the only three survivors. You need to eat somebody. Who do you eat first?
Out of you two,
I mean, or you can eat yourself, but I mean, like
dark meat.
No.
I know anything I've
But you know, Canadian, it's tasty.
Francisco looks a lot tastier, man. You don't want my fucking...
No,
my,
but you have to also think about
pasty.
It. It's not about taste. It's like, okay, who's going to help you survive this? Because, you know, you might, you know, eat him and then, like, we can survive, you know?
Why?
I mean, because you're, like, you're harder to, like, push and shit. You know what I mean?
I'm harder to push.
To, like, you know, like, you know. You know. But, I mean, the question is for...
What, to build a shelter?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Well, I'm thinking we wait until somebody dies before we eat them.
But like, okay.
You know what I mean? We're not going to be like.
But what, okay, no, but like, okay, no, but like, what happened if, you know, we need to, you know, there's no food.
I mean, once, one of us will die first.
Okay.
And whoever dies first, we're going to eat him.
All right.
I think we just got
to But now you have to answer the question. Like, who would you eat? Or who would you go, you know?
Who'd probably you go, JJ, because he'd probably die first.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. One point for me.
I don't know the logic behind that.
Yes, I know JJ
drink,
will die
you smoke
first.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, true. I probably would die first out of the three of us, but.
No. You're in this situation, you're alive. So, JJ.
I mean, I have the most excess weight. I'd be burning that off. JJ, he's already kind of scrawny. He'd be fucking gaunt and dead in a week.
No,
that's
well,
good. I'm alive.
My keto diet is suited to the plane crash because all I need to do is eat meat.
Well, why don't we just bust in that nut cart and we'll just be eating nuts for a while?
There's no nuts. It was a small plane.
Man, why don't we get on a small plane?
Because we're doing a gig like fucking like La Bamba.
Oh, man, we don't want to be La Bamba.
Richie!
Richie,
but also don't you have to kill some meat if the person expires naturally? Then doesn't that...
you have to kill it? You have to cook it right away.
You got to dress it.
Yeah.
You got to preserve it.
But if they've been killed, then it's good.
I mean, what happened in the Andes is so frozen up there. You know,
I mean, have you seen Squid Game? Like at that point, you fucking people go nuts. You know, when it's survival mode, like you're probably, you know, I'd probably be killing both of you. Then fuck you. You know, like, I gotta survive. You know what I mean?
This is good to know, buddy Dave. We have one final question we ask of all our guests before they take off, and it's really simple. It's do you have a favorite piece of travel advice that you love to give to people?
And not say don't travel to LaGuardia or
right
something besides that.
Hold on.
Wow, this is very this is
he's gonna really get
this is a right. Good advice. It's a good advice, and you gotta look at the camera.
I was going on a trip, and I went to the department store. I was getting some nice clothes. I think I was going to New York to audition for Montreal or something, the comedy festival. And I was just like, I told the lady that worked at the department store I was going on a trip, and I was like, not the best at folding clothes. And she's like, oh, you should roll your clothes. Then you can fit more clothes in your suitcase.
Yeah.
So that's my... And especially now with like flying Spirit and all these bogus airlines, and you only bring a backpack, you just got to roll your clothes.
That's true.
That's my tip. Roll your clothes. You can put more.
Space saver.
Yeah, space saver. I don't know. Has anybody said that one yet?
I don't think anybody has.
Well, that's a pretty practical one.
The roll one? No. Nobody has said it. I don't think this. Yeah.
You ever do? You roll your clothes up?
I mean, it depends.
You're like fancy.
I mean,
JJ might have.
I do.
I like. I mean, it would depend on the clothes. I mean, I'm
how
not
much that shirt cost you?
What?
How much?
It's not that much. It's H&M.
Oh, all right. It looks like a shirt that would cost more than a normal shirt. You know, even though it's a black shirt, it seems like it costs like $40.
Well, that's the key to buying clothes. You don't want to buy clothes that look like shit.
Well, no, but you know, you have like, you know, it looks like a...
I think that's for everything, you know?
You know, like, but there's like those rich guy t-shirts that
are
like...
Yeah, no, I know. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like the ones that are like the same shit, it's like, but it's like $500.
Yeah. And you're like, it's a t-shirt.
And that's just literally for somebody that's
I mean,
rich.
Those t-shirts do feel good. They look good.
They do. I mean, I tried them, you know, and I'm like, yeah, you could tell. But it's like, come on, $500 for some stupid fucking shit.
$500.
I mean, what if you're buying that, $500 is 5 cents to you, you know?
Yeah.
That's just it. Yeah, it's.
But it's ridiculous too. I wouldn't even do that. You know what I mean? I'll buy like a $100 shirt and give, you know, and then buy you guys
every
some
day
lunch or something.
Yeah. Then you can buy another.
Dave, now really, we definitely want to have you back, where people can, if you can tell people where they can find you, if you got any shows coming up,
and
or
also
anything
we would
that you
just
want to
like
plug.
To thank you for opening for us when we did our live show.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, you were so great. Yeah, by the way, fun. Yeah. People obviously, you were so good about. Yeah,
a lot of moms at the show, even though they were ants.
That was so funny.
They were ants. They were ants masquerading as moms. But
I loved it because you went. There's a lot of mom energy, which is.
They all had that vibe, you know what I mean.
Which, by the way, I actually, like, now I could see, like, how he's become such a store comic, because that's a store comic thing to do, to, like, literally oh, I'm going to talk about the what's happening, not I'm going to do a set. You know, like he saw what it was and he's like, fuck, let me address it. Yeah, that's the funniest shit.
I mean, being here, that's one, whatever. Comedians should be more present. Anyways,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's what it is.
Dave Waite Comedy, that's across the board for social media. Dave Waite Comedy, W-A-I-T-E. You can find me on any of the social media things. And DaveWaiteComedy.com. So everything is Dave Waite Comedy. And I got an album out called Live from Planet of the Tapes. And it's on Pandora, I guess. I think they took all my shit off Spotify.
Really?
I didn't even sign that fucking thing, and they took all my shit off.
Fuck.
I think they probably took yours off. Have you looked?
No, I still got mine.
You're still on there?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
I think they confused me as a musician for some reason. I don't know.
There's a musician that maybe had one album that has the same name as me, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Last time I looked, my shit was all gone. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Wow.
That's weird.
I should ask somebody.
All right. So look at Dave's album in Spotify.
Seek him out. Dave Waite Comedy.
No, I'm joking.
Or Apple Music or whatever the fuck. I don't know.
You can find him. There he is.
Thank
you very much, Dave.
Dave Waite.
Remember to follow, subscribe, and follow us on the YouTube and the Spotify and the iTunes. And listen to iTunes so we can climb the charts, so we can make money for... our producer who wants, you know, he wants money. And that's why he told us. He's like, dude, can you guys make money? So
we're working on it.
Let's make money.